First, we took a look at the sensor library, and now we're going to talk about the taskbar library.
Taskbar and libraries. Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of libraries in the library.
Very good.
So in Windows 7, we have a new taskbar, right?
Yes.
We are going to introduce it again.
Much discussed.
You're right.
Very exciting.
Exactly. So there's a lot of information about it. So one of the features that that you can do, I mean, it's one of the features that the taskbar provides you to do as developers, mm-hmm. is actually maintain a jump list.
Okay.
So a jump list, for example, for IE, so IE shows you, you know, the history that I'm using. So mm-hmm. I can just right-click on IE, you know, and then click on the developer for Windows 7, and what it will happen, it will actually launch IE. In this instance, just, you know, we already have an instance of IE, so it will surface IE, create a new tab, and then point me to the right direction. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot easier to allow users to jump into their content. So
sure.
you can just right-click, and I mean, the same thing with Word, so I have like all the words, all the documents that I'm working here, so right-click on that, and you actually just go into a specific topic. Messenger is doing the same thing, but Messenger doesn't really have context of actual content that you need to work in, but it mm-hmm. has states, so you can actually jump into specific states.
Okay.
So it will launch the application, and if you enable automatic login, it will actually log into your application in a busy state.
Cool.
You can actually go to MSDN homepage or check your email, and that will launch again the browser and jump into the right context.
Okay.
So, this is all exposed for developers, or native developers can simply use iTaskbar list 3 and iTaskbar list 4.
Oh, sure.
Use a prop variant and co-create instance to get com interface and work with that.
That sounds very unmanaged.
Right. So for managed code developers, we have a different option. So we have here a managed library, which can be found from here. So this is the touch, but we can go back and see that on the taskbar developer resource, mm-hmm. we have our Windows 7 taskbar and interop label sample.
So you were linked to that from the Windows
right.
7 Developer Center.
Exactly. And okay. this is and this is where you actually can download the sample.
Okay.
And that sample features a couple of taskbar demos and libraries demos, and obviously the wrappers that you need to use.
Mm-hmm.
The assemblies, but if you will look like a quick look at the main demo, we can run the instance.
Okay.
Basically, what this will allow you to do is it's just a very simple WinFrom application, but you can do the same thing with WPF. It doesn't really matter.
Sure.
Which actually showcasing most, if not all, of the features that the taskbar can do.
Okay.
So one of the first thing we need to do is actually register file extension. We can get to that in a second. So we have registered the file extension, and the reason we need to do that is because jump list manage files, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we want to have items in the jump list, so we need to work with a file extension.
Okay.
In our case, we register for text files, just to make sure that the system actually recognizes us as an official or one that actually handles these files.
Okay.
So if I go to file load, I can load a sample file here. I open, nothing really happened, but the cool thing is that now if I go to the application, and you can see that I have the text file over here.
Oh, okay, I see.
And maybe we should show it before, but the force that we didn't have the recent,
uh-huh.
right?
Yes.
You have to believe for us on that. But so because we have registered a file extension, this is out-of-the-box experience.
Oh, okay.
So cool. If you have an application that handle any file and you have registered for that file, you can get the recent or the hist or the frequent basically for free.
Okay, great.
But there's some other stuff we can do with icons, right? So for example, we can toggle the overlay icon here. So I can do like that.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously we can change icon easily.
Sure.
Another thing we can do is manage the progress bar. So
okay.
I can click on that, and you see here there's a progress bar.
That's
and also you right. can see the same progress bar.
Reflected down there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So even if my app, I'm gonna run the background worker, which should run the progress bar automatically. Even if my app is minimized, you can still see that the progress bar is there, visible, notifying the user about the state.
That's awesome.
Exactly. And then you can, if you want, you can actually So right now we have just a partial jump list, and you can actually build a complete jump list. Okay. Right click will show that, hey, we have, you know, my category, so you can see you can add custom items and custom links, and you can have tasks here, so you can actually launch Notepad or launch the calculator, and this would hopefully actually launch calculator. Yes.
The new calculator.
The new calculator. Yeah, okay. Shiny calculator.
So you totally customize the jump list.
Right. So you can do basically whatever you want with a jump list. Additionally, you can do some other crazy stuff. You can create a child window. And by creating a child window, we can even do more advanced stuff, like customizing the thumbnail, as you can see here. So we, as developer, are in full control. So once you decided to tap into the advanced programming model of the taskbar, so beside the custom jump list, you can do the, as we said, progress overlay icons. You know, you can have thumbnail buttons, but the coolest thing is like the arrow peak, right? You can actually have full control of the thumbnail preview and the arrow peak as well. So you can see here we have added this little red stuff over here. As I go in, you see it's you know, very very subtle, but still a light change over there. So this is the taskbar example, and I mean we can dive into quickly into the code. It's fairly very very easy.
But the idea is that if you have a Windows client application, you can not only just take advantage of the taskbar, but you're providing a better experience there by making it easier for the user to use your application.
Right.
Right.
So in Windows 7, we expect, I mean, user would probably eventually expect to have taskbar there. So they will want to right click on that and see their items and jump into that items and see some common task and notification and things that will surface. So we have a Windows 7 taskbar class. You can set and you can have properties like overlay icons, which basically is, you know, sets overlay icon. That's it. I mean, there's not a lot. There's not a lot in there, right? We can add custom destination, and we have to provide something which is a new shell link. We can get the shell link and shell item eventually. This is a wrapper for the native shell API.
Okay.
You still need to work with these items, so you need to know what's a shell link and what a shell item is. But basically, a shell link is a shortcut, a link.
Right.
And a shell item represents something else.
Okay.
But you have a path, a title, a category that you can provide. You can provide an icon and an index to the icon.
Okay.
So you can have the, you know, the little icon represented over there.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it. I mean,
that's
you have
you
links,
have
you have items, you can have separators between them, like the thing that, the line that separates.
Right.
And that's it. So even if you do need to, even if you don't know what a shell link, it's very, you know, it's very obvious. So here is, I provide a shortcut to Explorer, for example. Right. So I take from a special folder, program files. I go to Internet Explorer, and that's it. So I can go to my site. I can give a specific argument.
Yes.
And that's all you need to do.
Okay. Great.
So this wrapper is available, as we said, from this page, Windows 7 taskbar.
Okay.
And we have the next step, the evolution of that sample, because this is just a one sample. The official Windows wrapper is represented in the Windows API code back, as we say. So right now, even this version has the basic functionality of the taskbar. Next version will have more advanced functionality of the taskbar.
Okay.
And when Windows 7 is released, this will be the place to actually take the manage wrapper for taskbar and libraries.
Okay. So as you're building up these wrappers and advancing them, you're also building up the whole pack.
So the Windows 7. So the Windows API code pack is actually a project delivered by the Windows SDK.
Okay.
From
cool.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
So. Let's just quick look at the libraries.
Yeah.
So we have libraries in Windows 7, and libraries in Windows 7 are very, a very kind of cool thing that allow you to work with your libraries. So see here, I have a collection of libraries. I'm actually playing with libraries, as you can see.
I see. Yes.
Yeah, I'm trying to create new and all that stuff. So if you go to my document, for example, so you see here, I have two folders in here.
Okay.
So libraries, think of it as a as a place where a user can tell the system that, hey, this folder is interesting for me.
So it's kind of like a virtual collection in some way. I mean, just like these folders are all my document folders, so put it under a library.
Right. So it's a logical representation of all your content.
Okay.
And you can do, you can point any existing folder into that, and you can even have duplicate mapping if you want. And the nice thing is that this will be automatically indexed, so the search experience and everything is much better.
And by duplicate mapping, you mean a folder could be a member of more than one library?
Right.
Right, okay.
So I have my MiX09 here as I was preparing to my session, so I decided to open a library because it's easier to just to navigate to that.
Sure.
So my MiX right now represents everything, right? Represents JPEGs, represents my documents, which is the demos and the code. And right, so if I go to my MiX library and I'm looking for, like, you know, I don't know, Windows or whatever, if I can spell it correctly, right? So it's look for Windows, and you see I have a presentation, and I have some JPEGs, and I can, if you want to have the full experience of the shell and the integration, you can just click on the preview, and actually you can see everything.
Uh-huh.
So if you have a thumbnail, I mean, if you have a preview handler, so even if, you know, if within the presentation, you can actually load out the presentation up here.
Okay.
You can actually see that. So
very cool. So those are libraries.
So those are just, Windows libraries.
Yeah.
And as a developer, as a user, you can go to the library location, and you can add libraries, and you can change the default save location of a library, and so forth.
Okay.
Obviously, you can do pretty much the same thing with manage code, with code actually, and manage
code.
Manage code. So again, right-clicking, running the app. So we have a very simple WPF app that actually allows you to like open a library. So we open the regular common file dialog.
Mm-hmm.
I can point into a library, select the library, and as you see, I have all the information here.
Okay.
I can add a directory, which again, open the common file dialog. I can add, remove directory. I can set a different folder.
Mm-hmm.
I can open the library manager UI or from here with the specific context.
Yeah,
of the relevant library, right?
Right.
I can delete the library. I can change the icon of the library. So let's make it like a key or something like that. And that's it. It changed. So I can go into like my libraries, for example, and now MiX,
it's a key. Very cool.
Amazing, yeah. It's a key.
Yeah.
So again, you can get the libraries from the same place you can get the taskbar.
Uh-huh.
But the libraries have a very good representation right now in the Windows API code bank.
Okay.
And you have basically very similar example showing the same thing.
Okay, great. So as an application developer, you can take advantage of libraries as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Libraries, taskbar.
Very neat. Okay, so that's the taskbar and libraries library, manage wrapper. That's great. Let's move on to the next one.
Okay.